You may sit in a comfortable position and you can keep yourself quite comfortable and feeling at ease, and you can gently close your eyes. And you can keep your head straight and neck also straight, and your shoulders in a restful position. We are not forcefully or effortfully keeping our shoulders. Rather, we are keeping our shoulders in a very relaxed, restful position. And again, body straight, and your arms may be resting on your lap or maybe on the table. And your thigh muscles are relaxed, calf muscles are relaxed. Basically, all legs are in a relaxed position. Certain parts of your soles may be touching the ground. Now we can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. Now we can listen to the outside sounds for a while, so that we have a kind of an open mind. We are not rejecting anything. We can recognize various sounds. I can recognize certain sounds of the cicadas, far sounds coming from few birds. And again, some distant sounds from certain vehicles. And probably you also can recognize certain sounds. Maybe sounds of vehicles, sounds of others chatting, and maybe birds chirping, maybe sounds of a refrigerator, air conditioner, heater. So we can recognize many of these sounds. So our mind has a kind of an open attitude, embracing attitude. So after we listen to these various sounds, now we are trying to bring our attention back to the body. The body feels comfortable. Suppose you are from a walking session. So compared to the walking session, sitting session is in a way somewhat comfortable, because during the walking posture we have to effortfully walk. But now we are quite relaxed and we can rest. And so this restful, relaxed position makes you quite comfortable, feeling at ease. So this feeling we can recognize. And we can actually appreciate that feeling. So at the moment, the body feeling still and relaxed. Mind also, now we are trying to keeping still and relaxed. Suppose you can feel many bodily feelings, sensations, maybe the touching sensations of your clothes, maybe hands are touching each other, legs are touching each other, and maybe you can feel the abdominal movement, your tummy going up and down, rising and falling, and maybe breathing. If you keep your attention at the nostril, you can recognize that. Again, if you keep your attention closer to the heart, probably even you can recognize the heart vibration. And again, there may be various places itchy, and sometimes minor pains also might be available. So all this actually happens right now. They happen right now and we can recognize them. We are not ignoring them, but rather our mind is very much like a receptive. awareness is there, so we can recognize all these various feelings. So after we have kind of an overview of everything, suppose we select breathing. So now we are keeping our attention closer to the nostril. So the nostril, we don't need to very sharp recognition. We don't need sharp recognition. Rather, closer to the nostril in that area, we are trying to keep our attention. And as we are keeping our attention, we can recognize right now there is breathing. Right now there is inhale. Right now there is exhale. So likewise, we are keeping the practice quite simple, yet quite attentive. Attention is fairly concentrated closer to the nostril, and we are recognizing mindfully when inhale happens. We are recognizing mindfully when exhale happens. So let the body breathe as it likes, and we are observing it like an outsider. The body is breathing, but we are observing this natural rhythmic phenomena. It starts very gradually, very softly, and then it reaches to some threshold. Then it weakens and fades away and completely disappears. Then there's a small gap. Then the exhalation starts. It also starts in a very smooth manner. And then we start to feel it. We can recognize it properly. And then it also weakens and disappears, fades away. Then we have a small gap just before the beginning of next inhale. Now the next inhale starts. So we are allowing this cycle to manifest, and we are gently recognizing it. There is no hurry. There is nothing to achieve. There is no big target. Rather, we are now enjoying it. Right now, at this very moment, the body is breathing. So we are looking at it. We are watching it. We are being aware of it in a very soft, gentle manner. If your mind still wanders to the past or to the future, probably you can make a mental note. When inhale happens, we can note it in. When exhale happens, we can note it as out. In, out. So if you are able to establish mindfulness very well, and now the mind is not wandering, it is able to stay for a while with the breath. Let the breath behave as it like, but we are simply observing. Let it calm down. And if you feel somewhat drowsy, you can keep your eyes somewhat a little open. Without fully open, but a little open, you can keep your eyes in order to avoid drowsiness. Probably you can even recognize if you are going to sleep, you can recognize that. So we need to avoid sleeping, drowsiness. Rather, we need to keep our mind very attentive. So as we are keeping attentive on this breathing, probably as our mindfulness and clear comprehension improves, we can recognize various facets of the breath. So certain breaths are long, certain ones are short, and sometimes it is not a single breath. There are minute breaths. Inhale is not a single inhale, but it consists of many inhales, minute inhales. Exhale is not a single exhale, but it consists of several exhales. And each one has a very short lifespan. And sometimes those generate various other sensations, touching sensations, tingling sensations, rubbing sensations, sometimes heat, sometimes cold. So many minor sensations are there. All happens closer to the nostril, and we can recognize them. So as our clear comprehension, sampajanya, improves, we can recognize all these minor aspects. So we are refining our mindfulness. We are improving the resolution so that we can recognize all these very subtle, very small kind of sensations. They all have the nature to pop up or rise and then to disappear. We can't really plan them. They don't behave as we like. They sometimes appear and then immediately they disappear. They don't behave as we like. We can't ask them to stay longer. We can't ask them to disappear quickly. So they behave as they wish. And they are very short-lived and they are quite impermanent. We can simply recognize this impermanent, transient nature. How quickly at different places they come, they arise, and then they disappear. Even now we can recognize throughout the body. Now we don't need to specify closer to the nostril, but throughout the body, various sensations, maybe closer to the chest, closer to the shoulders, closer to the tummy, closer to the legs, everywhere, many, many sensations. So we are recognizing. So if there are many sensations available, we may pay attention to the most prominent ones, easy ones. And we are focusing to those easy ones, prominent ones, and then we are observing. If it disappears, then we are focusing to something else, which is becoming prominent. And we are observing that. So now the whole body is like a working place where we can take advantage of all these many sensations. All of them come and go. They have the nature to arise and quickly pass away. And we are keeping our attention again and again to all these popping up sensations, arising sensations, with a very balanced mind. If our mind starts to wander, again we go back to the breath and refine mindfulness, establish mindfulness. If things happen smoothly, we let the mind to do this observation with a relaxed, comfortable attitude. If all these sensations disappear, if they calm down, we can even observe the mind with a very relaxed mood, allowing the mind to play as it likes, allowing the mind to think if it likes, and recognizing these thoughts also have the nature to come and go, to arise and pass away. If those also disappear, if there is nothing to hold, let the mind be free. Let the mind simply maintain its independence, its freedom, detached nature. Let it enjoy that seclusion. So we can continue like this.